Hello, and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Thursday, February 5th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. And, as a reminder, this is a working prototype, so if something sounds off, please let me know at wtfjht.com/feedback. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, Democrats threatened to block the Homeland Security funding bill unless Republicans accepted dramatic changes to ICE oversight and operations, setting up a shutdown deadline on February 13th. Senate Majority Leader John Thune called the Democratic demands unrealistic, while Democrats said they would withhold votes without new limits after the Minneapolis shootings. The Democratic proposal sought judicial warrant requirements in certain cases, rules on masks and identification, and limits on stops based on race, language, or location. But Republicans said they'd reject most of those demands. Thune said he was prepared to move another stopgap funding bill if negotiations didn't produce a deal before the deadline. Next, Trump said Attorney General Pam Bondi ordered Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard to attend the FBI search of Fulton County, Georgia's election center. Gabbard, however, told Democratic lawmakers Trump directed her observance of the warrant's execution. Her spokesperson later said both Trump and Bondi asked, and that two things can be true at the same time. The FBI seized hundreds of boxes of 2020 election materials in the search, which Fulton County has asked a federal judge to order returned. Senate Intelligence Committee Democrats also demanded Gabbard testify under oath about her role. In other news, the last nuclear arms control treaty between the U.S. and Russia expired, ending the last legally binding limits on the two largest nuclear arsenals for the first time since the early 1970s. Trump said he wouldn't pursue an extension of the New START treaty and instead called for a new, improved, and modernized pact. Trump argued any future framework should include China, which has rejected arms control talks. Russia said it regretted the treaty's end and reiterated that it was willing to keep observing the core limits for at least a year if Washington did the same. U.S. officials, however, gave no indication they would accept. Meanwhile, the Trump administration planned to reclassify about 50,000 senior career federal workers, making them easier to fire. The rule would move those employees into a new schedule policy slash career category, stripping them of long-standing civil service protections, including key appeal rights to independent bodies. It would also shift many whistleblower complaints to internal agency processes instead of the Office of Special Counsel. The Office of Personnel Management said the change would help presidents carry out policy priorities and remove employees who obstruct directives. OPM said the rule prohibited political patronage, loyalty tests, or political discrimination, and it was set to be published in the Federal Register and take effect in about 30 days. Also, U.S. job openings fell to about 6.5 million in December, the lowest since September 2020. The Labor Department said vacancies dropped from roughly 6.9 million in November, while layoffs edged up and quits held near 3.2 million. A separate report that tracks corporate layoff announcements said companies announced about 108,000 layoffs in January, up from 35,500 in December, and the highest level for the month since 2009. Finally, Trump insisted that the Federal Reserve was, in theory, independent, and that he wouldn't have nominated Kevin Warsh to be the next Fed chair if he wanted to raise interest rates. Trump said he expected rates to fall soon because they were way high, argued inflation was low, and said Warsh understood he wanted rate cuts and wants to anyway, while adding he knows the economy better than almost anybody. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent later declined to commit that Warsh wouldn't face a Justice Department investigation or lawsuit if he refused to cut rates, telling Senator Elizabeth Warren it would be up to the president. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition. WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keezer, and I'm glad you're here.